What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command with another FAFO file. Gentlemen, I want to go over the unfortunate aftermath of what happened with one Artis Hughes. And if you don't know who he is, he joined the ranks of FAFO's greatest hits with that oh so beautiful Shoryuken uppercut that he gave to that unruly female passenger. Now, I've made my stance on this crystal clear. You cannot be pro female equality yet anti female ass whooping at the same time. No, 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 no. Women love to run around claiming how big and bad and tough they are until they meet the right man that decides to test their gangster, that decides to actually give them that equality that they love to say that they want. Yes, ladies, once again, I'm going to say this. Ass whoopings are rated E for everyone. Don't try to step into the world of a man and then say, oh, I'm a female, when a man decides to actually give you said equality. Nah, 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 ladies. Mm-mm. My advice, don't put yourself into a man's position. That way you don't have to be treated like a man. However, if you decide to put hands on a grown ass man, guess what, ladies? Eat those knuckle sandwiches. Far too many women honestly believe that men are still going to restrain themselves against violent women. Oh, hell no. Like I said, ladies, you're going to start catching a whole lot of knuckle sandwiches because men, especially men of today, are no longer restraining themselves. Gotta love that equality. Now, let's get into the article that was published July 16th, 2013. Former RTA bus driver sentenced for uppercut punch of unruly passenger. A former RTA bus driver was sentenced today to 3 days in jail and fined $1,000 for punching a passenger on a bus last fall. Shaker Heights Municipal Judge KJ Montgomery viewed a videotape of bus driver Artis Hughes trying to deal with passenger Shadea Lane on a chaotic bus in Beachwood on September 18th. Hughes and Lane argued before Lane, 26, grabbed Hughes, 59, and spit on him, according to Hughes. That right there, gentlemen, that right there. You spit on someone, that shows you the level of absolute disrespect you have for a person. You look at someone you spit on as damn near an animal. I don't know about you, but if someone were to spit on me, man or woman, there is no words that will be exchanged afterwards. It would be just, the fists would start flying. I would see red and I would just start swinging. Period. That is one of the most disgusting things you can do to another human. Period. Point blank. Now, a few weeks ago, there was a video of an older white woman who spit in the face of a young black woman. And that young black woman beat the stuffing out of her. When I saw that video, yeah, I stood up and applauded. That was definitely a fuck around and find out scenario. Now, of course, that being between two women, I didn't want to cover that one. However, when you spit on someone, the ass whooping that you get afterwards, you completely and totally deserve. Now, let's get back to Mr. Hughes. Montgomery said passengers became rancious or rambunctious during the confrontation rather than trying to defuse the situation. Instead of seeking help, they made videos and cheered. Of course, we have a society that actually punishes, in some cases, the Good Samaritan that tries to stop the confrontation. Hell, you'll have people in the crowd actively try to keep the Samaritan from stopping the action. Why? Because they want to be entertained. Quote unquote, watching these videos is a real commentary on humanitarianism in America. It is a pitiful state of affairs, the judge said. No, it's not. It's reality. Why? Because this is the reality that, unfortunately, the quote unquote justice system has allowed to foster. Hughes, a 25-year veteran of RTA who has been fired, apologized to Lane, his family, and Montgomery for what he did. Gentlemen, never apologize. See, what they love to do is they love to try to say, well, you know, if you apologize, then it's possible, you know, you can get a lighter sentence or you can get your job back, this, that, and the other. They try to dangle something in front of you to get you to apologize. No. That woman should have been the one to apologize, because when you watch the full video, she's the one who's the aggressor. She's the one who put everybody in danger by grabbing the bus driver. She's the one that got in her feelings when she started trying to play the dozens with him. And unfortunately, no, scratch that. Fortunately, he was a better player of the dozens and she got into her feelings. Yeah, she's the one who should have been made to apologize. She's the one who should have actually had more to lose. But once again, when you deal with low-level individuals, the vast majority of them don't have anything to lose. So what do they want to do? They want to spread as much chaos as possible. He said Lane never stopped harassing him. There you go. I'm going to continue to poke the bear. That's something that women are experts at doing. He said he told her about paying her fare. When she didn't, she began spewing insults and profanities at him. Hughes told Montgomery, the confrontation continued until Lane threatened to spit on Hughes. See, there you go, gentlemen. There you go. Quote unquote, I said, no, you won't. I'm old school, and that's when the worst thing that could happen. Hughes told the judge. Moments later, he said Lane grabbed him and spit on him. He later gave her that beautiful uppercut. Like I said, when you spit on someone, whatever they decide to do to you afterwards, you rightfully deserve. Hughes' attorney, Michael Maloney, admitted Hughes overreacted. No. Anyone who would say that Mr. Hughes overreacted upon being spat upon, more than likely themselves have never been spat upon. Like I said, that is one of the most dehumanizing, disgusting things you could ever do to another person. But he said Hughes' actions were not a knee-jerk reaction to a few words. Hughes was unfortunately fired. Quote unquote, she simply would not stop, Maloney said. And once again, you watch the video, there are people in the crowd egging her on. He said his client never had an issue with anger management in the past, and he was never in trouble. Hughes has since began taking anger management courses. Once again, another way for the system to say, well, if you do these little things, then we'll possibly give you your job back. No. Prosecutor Tom Grieve said Hughes had options. Once again, here's someone who's never been in a situation like this trying to speak from their also morally high position. He could have stopped the bus, got off, and called police, allowing law enforcement officers to deal with the situation. Just take whatever she did to you, let the police handle it. More than likely, the police would not have handled it. The punch was excessive. No, it wasn't. Unwarranted. Yes, it was. And inappropriate. No, it was not. Grieve said after the hearing, quote unquote, she never saw it coming. I beg to differ. She saw it coming. And as a matter of fact, she squared up to him like she was ready to fight. Like I said, ladies, you square up to a man, do not get mad when that man decides to retaliate. Hughes pleaded no contest to an assault charge on April 2nd, and Montgomery found him guilty. The judge Tuesday ordered Hughes to serve 3 years of probation. She originally sentenced him to 90 days in jail, but suspended 87 days. Once again, even when the man is clearly the victim, the system will not allow him to be a victim. Mr. Hughes was in fact the victim of a rambunctious, unruly female who got into her feelings, who was looking for trouble, and she found it. Yet, Mr. Hughes, who had way more to lose, ended up losing more. Pretty unfortunate, if you ask me. Lane pleaded no contest on June 4th to a charge of disorderly conduct. That's all they charged her with? Not assault? Not endangering the lives of other passengers when she grabbed Mr. Hughes? Nope. Somehow, we're going to still make her the victim, even though she was the one who actually started the confrontation. And the judge also entered a finding of guilty. Lane will be sentenced July 30th. Last month, Lane's attorney, Dale Friendland, said Hughes started the altercation by calling Lane names when she didn't immediately pull out her money. No. Mr. Hughes did not start the confrontation. She got on the bus and wasn't trying to pay. That's what started the whole thing. If she would have had her money, paid, and called it even, then yeah, things would not have escalated. Like I said, Shadea got on that bus looking for trouble. She had a crowd around her that kept egging her on, and she simply would not stop. She stood up for herself after being a victim of domestic violation in the past. Oh, there we go. Always gotta throw the "I was a victim in the past." That ain't got shit to do with what the fuck she did on that damn bus. I hate when people do that. Oh, I was a victim in the past. What the fuck does that have to do with the present? Not a damn thing. And received counseling to speak up, he said. After her plea, Lane said, "I could have handled it better." Yeah, you could have paid your fucking bus fare, sat down, and shut the fuck up. But no, you had that crowd around you that kept hyping you up. And that's why you simply didn't stop. But I was standing up for myself. Now, when you look at that beautiful bean footage, of course, I'm going to give Mr. Hughes a FAFO score of 9. Gentlemen, like I said, the attitude of the modern woman has gotten progressively worse over the years. It has. And unfortunately, no, scratch that. Fortunately, more and more men have adopted to the times. And yes, ladies, you are gonna catch them hands. Like Mr. Hughes said after he gave her that beautiful, beautiful uppercut, "I don't care. You wanna be a man? I'm gonna treat you like a man." And yes, ladies, there have been more women since this incident that have caught them hands. That's right, the hands of justice. Just saying, just saying. And every time I see it, I revel. I just find it beautiful, especially when young boys are putting young girls in their place. Far gone are the days where young boys are being trained, "You should never hit a girl under any circumstances." Nope. And personally, I hate when other content creators say that. "Well, we live in an equal society, but, you know, men shouldn't put their hands on women under any circumstances." No, fuck that. Far too many men are lying in the grave because they refused to defend themselves against aggressive women. Nope. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Read what happened to Shadeya if you find it. Let me know what you guys think. And women of today, you better understand this clearly. The power you think you have, which is nothing more than false power, I might add, is going out. Feminism and the idea that men are going to continue to restrain themselves against aggressive women, that's going out right along with it. Because every FAFO episode clearly demonstrates, ladies, when you cross that line, there are going to be men who are going to let you have it. They're going to give you that equality. You put hands on them, they're going to fire back. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.